Yes.
ということで、we thought of tuning all of you in at 8:53. Am I correct? It's another point. 8:53 is that the time where Lord Nishinadev appears continually. It is said just like the sun always appears and appears again and again. The Lord's appearance is not only a historic event, but it is that he appeared once in the history of this universe. No, he again and again appears. Like again and again, it is 8 o'clock, and in Hamburg or in Sydney or in, please help me, what is this place called? You know everything. Or Austin or whatever. The sun always appears again and again, so Lord Nishinadev also appears again and again. And for a devotee of Krishna, the appearance of Lord Nishinadev should also take place in a very special place, the place which the Lord has, or which a devotee reserves for his Lord, that is the heart. You have to be very careful. No space in this universe can remain vacant. Any vacuum is soon filled by air or by anything. So your heart can also not be vacant, at least not for a long time. And after some time, the heart will be naturally filled with something. And for a devotee, that personality who fills the heart is definitely the Lord. I think you remember once there was a person who was overwhelmed by envy. His name was Amogha. He was the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he had been very envious towards Lord Chaitanya. He could not understand that he was worshipped by his devotees so much, and therefore he somehow wanted to prove that Lord Chaitanya is not a bona fide sannyasi, but a greedy sannyasi, no? And he made some arrangement. He came to disturb in a meal where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had offered the Lord so many preparations out of his love and out of his devotion for him. Then Amogha, who was so envious in the heart, saw that. He thought that was a proof that that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is greedy. Huh? So anyways, he broke in, he burst into the meal and began to chide Lord Chaitanya. Imagine you're taking at 9:07, that was the other time, your prasadam, and all of a sudden a devotee, or let me say an outsider, comes in, posts himself on the stage and screams at you, "You neophyte people, you are absolutely a people who only live in the inflated obese bodies. You are here to this is a saintly day and you just think of eating." And this person who comes from the street inside the community hall starts to hurl abuses which will make even a German shudder. Just imagine the scene, how offensive, how absolutely unbefitting this would be. So Amogha came in, meal of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Lord, and began to hurl offenses at him. Subsequently, because he was so dark in the heart, so envious in the heart, he contracted cholera. When one is offensive, one has sometimes to suffer a physical reaction. So he was wasting away, and slowly he was entering the kingdom of death. And all of a sudden he saw a great golden dancer, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to his deathbed. He touched the area where his heart was, his chest. He said, Amoga, you have allowed envy to sit on your heart. How could you do such a thing? The heart is the most precious place which you have. How could you give it for so envious? Envious is what comes. So that is what he said. And I always thought about this past time that we should also not allow material thoughts to sit in the throne of the heart. Just like Amoga had made the mistake that envy came into his heart and sat there. Many of us have made the mistakes and are continually repeating the mistake that material thoughts sit in the place of the heart. This movement, we want that the place of the heart is occupied by the Lord. There is this Nishinga, Lord Nishinga Dev is outside and Hridaye Nishinga. He's inside the heart. That is what a devotee wishes. So this sacred appearance day, we will now hear from the three of us a little bit about Lord Nishinadev. The idea to hear about Nishinadev is to invite him in our heart. We are hearing not just by our ears, but we mana, we reflect about what we hear, and that is the function of the heart. So I really wish to guide all of you in this placing Lord Krishna in the heart. There is a very nice meditation in one of our Puranas, Brahmanda Purana. There it is described how Lord Nishinadev is in the heart, and I like to do this meditation with you. I hope, Sharon, that we will have a little orchestra there. I can do this. So I request you to sit tall. Do you know what that is? So not sit like an American couch potato, but special place in Dallas is the temple of the Lord. We've just observed a very intimate ceremony. We are privileged to see the bathing ceremony of God. Very close, very intimate ceremony. And I request you to hold your hands and just follow my words. Lord Krishna Dev,
you are
the Supreme Personality of God. My heart is what it is. Please come into my heart. And by your divine presence in my heart, take away the obstacles in devotional service. And give me firm attention to Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. Namaste.
Namaste,
Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste, Namaste the reason for the Lord's appearance are usually threefold actually. First reason is he comes in order to satisfy his devotees, protect them. The second reason is he annihilates the demoniac. And the third reason is he establishes dharma. So when Lord Nishiri appeared, he made true of his promise that he protects his devotees. As you know, India was ruled for some time by the Emperor Akbar. Akbar had heard that the Lord had come down to protect Prahlad Maharaj, and he developed a great doubt. In order to solve this doubt, he requested the only Hindu minister which he had in his kingdom, Birbal, to come and help him clarify the doubt. He said, what strange concept of God do you have in your Hinduism? Your God has to come down for one man, that is, he's not even a man, he's a child, Prahlad Maharaj, and protects him. I mean, if there is some trouble, I will not come personally. I am the emperor. I will just send my servant. So why did your Lord come down personally? Why didn't he just order a servant to do the job? Birbal said, Your Majesty, I can't answer this question today. Tomorrow I will answer it. So then in the noontime, he came and said, Your Majesty, your question is very deep. I would suggest we answer this question tomorrow very nice and pleasant surrounding. Why don't we take the royal boat and we go to the we float down the Yamuna, and in the boat we have some good discussion. Your relatives should come, your wife should come, everyone is very who's close and near and dear to you should come. So Akbar knew that his minister always had very good reasons for asking what he was asking for, and therefore arranged for the next morning a boat ride on the river Jamuna, which flows by Agra. All the royalty was entering the boat, minister, his wife, child, everything, everyone was there, and they made it for Birbal, and here he finally also arrived with two servants who carried, they brought some meals with them. So the procession of the boat very nicely disembarked from the harbor-like scene, and they went down. The moon was very nice to them. The court musicians there singing and making music. It was such a nice and peaceful situation. All of a sudden, Birbal jumped up, took the little son of Akbar, grasped him and threw him into the water to drown him. Very dramatic. The music stopped. Everyone was screaming, Oh no! Akbar, without even hesitating a second, he didn't even took time to put down some of his clothes. He jumped in Feuerwehrtour, they say in German, English, I think you understand, overboard into the river to save
is drowning son who was helplessly sinking under the water. And as he came close, he just took the boy. As he took the boy, he could understand by the touch this were only a bundle of clothes looking like the boy. So he pulled this bundle of clothes out. By now, different servants were ready to help the emperor to come back on board. And the emperor looked at Birbal and said, "What is all this? This is not my boy. It is a bundle of clothes which looks like my boy." But Birbal said, "I just wanted to give you your answer. Why didn't you send your servants? Maybe you thought your boy was drowning. Why didn't you send someone, your slave, in the water? Why did you jump personally in the water to personally kill save your boy? I just wanted to show you, when there is a relationship of love, you don't send your servants to be in that loving, involved in that love. You personally go." In the same way, my God, my Lord, is very loving towards his devotees. He doesn't send his servants. He comes personally to deliver them from trouble. This is an enhancement. It means it's a sign that he loves his devotees. He cares. He is not indifferent to his devotees. How do you appreciate this very nice illustrative story? Thank you for that. Isn't it? Could you understand my faulty English? And could you follow the line of thought? The Lord is so attached to his devotees that he personally comes if the devotee wants him. My dear devotees, have faith that Krishna can also come into your life. Make space for him to appear. Make space in your heart, because that's the place, that's the meeting place between God and the jiva. You know, you've heard that the Lord comes in the heart as Paramatma, next to the jiva. This is the place where we can meet the Lord. It's in the heart. So Nrisimha Chaturthi, don't please think, oh, this is an ancient story. This is a narrative which is urging itself to be repeated in your own life by you in your relationship with Lord Nrisimha. I would like to read to you today something which was seen in the ecstatic vision of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Perhaps you have heard that in Navadvip Dham, the Dham of the Nine Islands, there is one place where one island, let me see. It is in Godrum Reef. Yeah, Sri Godrum Reef, the island which represents the devotion practice of Kirtan. It is on this island, you can say the Kirtan island of Navadvip Dham, that Lord Nrisimhadev took a rest after he had engaged in his leela with protecting Prahlad Maharaj. He took his rest and he also washed his hands from the stains of Hiranyakashipu, and then when he went onwards to his own planet, Vaikuntha planet, he left a form, a self-manifested deity of Lord and Srimadeva. So once Bhaktivinoda Thakur went on a pilgrimage where he actually saw Lord Nrisimhadev and prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev. And I would like to again request you to take your own hands in a prayerful gesture and listen to this very nice when will I see the pure transcendental sweetness of this place? Chaitanya Thakur, do you have a brain between your ears or not? So you have to now put the thing and not switch it on and off. This was the German translation of our translation of the German saying.
Wires, we're sitting on the wires.
we can do without it. We can do without it. Let us do it in a simple way. Please again forward your fence. When will I see the pure transcendental sweetness of this place, also called Devapan? I will roll about on the ground in ecstatic love while visiting this residence of Lord Nrisimhadev. I will sincerely beg him for his grace without a trace of duplicity. I will beg him that I may attain Krishna Prema. Within my heart, the six enemies headed by lust perpetually reside. There's also duplicity, and there's the desire for fame and sheer cunningness. At the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimhadev, I hope that he will be merciful and purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Lord Shri Krishna. Weeping and crying, I will beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nrisimha for the benediction of worshipping Radha and Krishna, perfectly safe and free from all difficulties. When will this Lord Hari, whose terrible form strikes fear into fear itself, ever become pleased and show me his mercy? Even though Lord Nrisimhadev is terrifying towards the sinful souls, he offers great auspiciousness unto the devotees of Lord Krishna, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. When will he be pleased to speak words of compassion unto me, a worthless fool, and thereby make me fearless? Lord Nrisimhadev will say, "Dear child, sit down freely and live happily here in Sri Gauranga Dham. May you nicely worship the divine couple, and may you develop loving attachment for their holy names. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are cast far away. With a purified heart, just perform the worship of Radha and Krishna. For such worship overflows with sweet nectar." Saying this, Will that Lord delightfully place his own divine lotus feet upon my head? Suddenly, I will experience sublime love for the divine couple Radha Krishna and undergo the ecstatic transformation called the Sattvika Vikaras. Falling on the ground, I will roll about by the door of Sri Nishina's temple. Lord Nishinadeva ki. Thank you. My dear devotees, there are so many bad things in our heart. Even when you have practiced Krishna consciousness for 40 plus years like me, there can be something like impatience and intolerance in the heart, which you have just seen before the prayer, before this prayer. It's a real thing. We are in danger in this world. We have accepted so many strange guests in our heart. Shouldn't we make our heart a place now for the Lord to reside in? Shouldn't He be our guest of honor? This making the temple, or making the heart a suitable place for the Lord to reside in, is done by praying to Lord Nishinadeva to help us. It is done by sitting also in the, by coming to the devotees association and understanding, I am a foreign soul. I am, my achievements in devotional service are very weak and modest. I require the mercy of the Lord in my life. And if this knowledge is there, you will come into the temple, this awareness is there, and pray to Lord Nishinadeva to protect you. Sometimes when we think of the protection of the Lord, we think that this holds true when there is a danger from outside, like tornadoes, or men who are dangerous meet in the street in the night of Dallas, or when one is in South Africa and there's the danger. But the biggest danger is not from outside, it's the ripus. Ripus refers to the six internal enemies who make our heart just so unpleasant. Here we can pray to Lord Nishinadeva. It's a beautiful opportunity. He came from his own Vaikuntha planet to save his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. He appeared in his hour of need when the demon Hiranyakashipu was about to kill him. And it is described in the Purana that Hiranyakashipu had established a huge stadium, and he had put himself on the central stage, where he sat on a throne to be worshipped by his citizens. There were millions of people in the stadium. It was not a poor stadium like the Yankee Stadium or Madison Square Avenue or Madison Square Stadium. It was a huge monster stadium where Hiranyakashipu had ordered the worship. And on that day, when he was being worshipped by the citizens, he asked Prahlad Maharaj to also worship them. But Prahlad couldn't do that because he could only give God the due respect. He was a devotee. This enraged him, and he Radhakrishna put his famous question. He said, "There is no God. Can't you see that I have taken the position? There is no God. If there is a God, where is he?" Prahlad said, "Everywhere." So it is described that at that moment, at the entrance gate, a very unusual personality was appearing. He was not a person like of this world. The Puranas narrate he was half man, half lion, but he did not walk on the ground. He moved in the air. He entered the stadium. The guard said, "You're not allowed. Do you have a ticket here for this observance?" And Lord just gave a glance to the guards, and they fell down. So the climax came on the stage. "Where is your God? Is he in that pillar there?" And Prahlad Maharaj looked at the pillar, and he saw for a moment his Lord, who was looking at him. "I can see so much, I can talk every day about it, so good." And yes, he's everywhere, he's in the pillar also. So the Lord had taken his place in the pillar, following the words of his devotee. And then Hiranyakashipu wanted to disprove this by shattering the pillar, by breaking it into all the atomic pieces and showing the Lord is not there. So when he approached the pillar, then that wonderful being came out. It happened at 8:53. So he came out, and there was a wonderful leela with many details. I don't want to speak so long, but what I really wish to convey today is that you also start to believe, have faith, place your faith in this, that the Lord can appear even in 2013 in Dallas. That's a very important thing. If you forget everything, which most of you will do, please remember that the Lord constantly appears and can appear in your life. But he will not appear from a pillar. That is reserved to this Leela between Prahlad and Lord Shrimati. If he appears, he will appear from one place only, and that is the heart where all spiritual realizations take place. First verse, Tena Brahma Hridaye. Tena Brahma, please help me, I'm a little jet lagged and my Sanskrit is. Tena Brahma Hridaye. He appeared, that Lord appeared in the heart of Lord Brahma. This is the chosen place of the Lord where he appears. To all his devotees in all times. He made this exception to come out of the stone pillar because of the sweet leela and the sweet relationship between him and Prahlad. But he will appear in your life through your purified heart. Therefore, I do like very much this segment of the prayer, Lord Nrsimhadev will say, "Dear child, sit down free and live happily here. May you nicely worship the divine couple, and may you develop loving attachment for their holy names. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are cast away. With a purified heart, just perform the worship of Radha and Krishna. For such worship overflows the sweet nectar." So by the chanting of the holy name in earnestness, with a deep sense of connecting the name with the entire personality of the Lord. In other words, understanding with faith, the name is not different from Krishna, and I should worship this name with loving affection and due respect. Then the Lord, the heart is purified, and the Lord can appear in your heart as well. I wish you a wonderful further listening from Richard Raj Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj. Let us patiently hear so that we get some further insights into this wonderful Leela. And also I want to personally invite all of you to come to the Sadhu Sangha retreat in Austin. We will have, I heard, a minimum of 6 hours kirtan a day.
9 hours,
I am hearing. Yeah. So this is a good place for spiritual therapy for all of us. Really experience the purification of the heart. Please, if this opportunity has come now in this year, right after Mission and Chaturthi, by the kindness of our Indraduna Maharaj, who is inviting all of us. So please do make it a point to come in big numbers by telling your friends and so on. Let us experience this deep spiritual promise of the Lord. Thank you so much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Devaki ki jai.